Dealing with China is the biggest foreign policy challenge since World War II. That is the view of Hugh White, a professor of strategic studies at the ANU. He's also a former intelligence analyst with the Office of National Assessments and former deputy secretary at the Defence Department. Hugh White, welcome back to AM.
Nice to be with you.
You argue the issue is pretty simple. China wants to be the dominant power in this region and we don't want that to happen. Is it too late now, given that China's militarised some islands in the South China Sea that it said it wouldn't?
Well, put it this way, things are certainly going China's way, and it's not just the military deployments it's undertaken, it's the brutal fact that its economy is now by miles the biggest in the world on PPP terms and is getting bigger and bigger, and that wealth equals power, and that power equals influence, and we're all going to have to learn to live with that.
You argue that Australia's been in denial about this for a long time, hoping that the problem would just go away. Where is the relationship heading?
Well, I think, you know, for a long time we've just hoped that America would find a way to persuade the Chinese to back off and to accept that America should remain the dominant power in the region. And that's what we've wanted, and we've hoped that China could be persuaded to want that too. And that just hasn't happened. So when our political leaders have been saying we don't have to choose between America and China, as they've been saying for decades, what they've been hoping is that America will persuade the Chinese to back off. And the Chinese haven't backed off. They're too powerful and they're too resolved to give way. So we now have to try and adjust to the fact that for the first time in our history, we're going to live in an Asia which is not going to be dominated by Britain or America, in which the strongest power is going to be an Asian country with whom we have good relations in some ways and difficult relations in others. That means our diplomacy is going to be a lot tougher than it's been for a long time.
Yeah. Australian ministers have had difficulty meeting counterparts in China. Today, John Howard has weighed in. He's urged face-to-face meetings, saying that that's how he managed to craft a better relationship with Beijing during his time as Prime Minister. Is he right?
Well, John Howard did do a very good job as Prime Minister. He did some very important deals with the Chinese, but things were a lot easier in Howard's day because back then the Chinese were not overtly challenging America. Back then the Chinese accepted that America should be the dominant power in the region. And about 10 years ago, about 2008, that changed. Xi Jinping started talking about building a new model of great power relations in Asia, which means he didn't like the old one. So now governments today are dealing with a very different China, a much more powerful China, a much more ambitious China, and of course a much less capable United States. So Howard's right to say that we need to talk to the Chinese about this, but he's wrong to imagine that it will be as easy as it was in his day.
China clearly does want a port in the South Pacific, and it may have backed off its intentions with Vanuatu, but it's still seeking a permanent port in the region. Should Australia accept this ambition of China's?
Well, I think we should recognise that it's going to be very hard for us to stop it. I think we should. We have very important interests in the Southwest Pacific. We need to work hard, and I would say harder than we have been working for some time now, to make sure our own role there, our own influence there is as strong as it can be. But we'd be kidding ourselves to imagine that we can just keep China out of our backyard, because it is in the end China's backyard too. And this is part and parcel of learning to live with this new situation where we have in Asia the strongest economy in the world and a country which is determined to dominate at least the Western Pacific, and we're going to have to find a way to negotiate our way forward with that. And being in denial and pretending we can just somehow keep the Chinese at arm's length is not going to work.
The federal government's put forward these new foreign interference laws, and those laws, are they an appropriate response to concerns about interference, in your view?
Well, I think the government is right to be worried about Chinese covert interference. I think some significant improvements in our legislation is appropriate. I'm not sure that everything that's been suggested in the laws as proposed is smart. I think we have to be very careful to protect freedom of speech and intellectual exchange and so on. But I also think there's a sense in which it's a bit beside the point. The key problem here is not covert influence, but overt influence, direct diplomatic pressure. I mean, if we look at what's happening today, the Australian government is under direct pressure from China because China doesn't like the sorts of things the government's been saying, for example, about China's ambitions in Asia, trying to push back in the South China Sea and so on. And our governments are subject to pressure on that all the time. That's why we don't do freedom of navigation operations in the South China Sea, despite the fact that America would like us to, is because the Chinese pressure is not to. So I think what we should be doing is not ignoring the danger of covert influence, but putting much more attention on the current reality of there's overt influence, overt pressure on Australian governments. And the reason we can't respond to that more effectively than we do is that we're still in denial about the fact that China's ambitions to dominate the region are as stark and significant as they are.
The discussion this week about a secret report commissioned by the Prime Minister pointing to interference at all levels of government, what did you make of that?
Well, I was a little bit surprised that it was claiming that the Chinese are trying to influence Australian government at all levels of government. I'm not quite sure why Beijing would really be interested in local government, to be honest. But I also, you know, I do think that we have to be careful to recognise we haven't yet seen the evidence. You know, we don't know what's in the report. It's very easy to start panicking about this stuff, and I think we've seen a bit of that recently. But I think we have to be recognise that the evidence of what the Chinese government itself is actually doing, remains lacking. And I think we want to be very careful that we don't jump the gun here. The other point, of course, is we do want to be very careful that this issue, the whole issue of relations with China, doesn't become a political football. And there is a real risk of that happening. I think we already saw that happening towards the end of last year. I think we've been seeing it happening a bit in the last couple of weeks. Managing a relationship with China is going to be incredibly difficult and incredibly important. And the last thing we need is for it to become trivialised by politics here as well.
Hugh White, thank you very much for joining AM this morning.
Great pleasure. Thanks, Sabra.